With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Writer John Edgar Wideman was watching TV one May night in 1985.
Using the clicker, the remote control device, suddenly there was a fire on the screen, and it looked like blocks and blocks of buildings burning.
Wideman wondered where this conflagration was happening.
And then somebody says Powelton Village, Philadelphia, USA.
In a neighborhood not unlike the black middle class neighborhood in Pittsburgh, in which Wideman had grown up.
These were definitely my people. This was my place.
John Edgar Wideman was riveted as he learned that the Philadelphia police, in one of the most outrageous acts of law enforcement in history, dropped a bomb on a house in an effort to evict members of a cult known as MOVE.
The bomb was dropped from a state police helicopter. Even though the authorities were quite aware, there was at least one can of gasoline on the roof.
11 people died, 6 of them children, and hundreds were left homeless as the resulting fire destroyed more than 50 houses. The disaster is the backdrop for John Edgar Wideman's novel, Philadelphia Fire, a meditation on the urban black experience. Wideman refuses to write off the acts of the Philadelphia cops as merely stupid and incompetent.
That lets everybody off the hook too easily. Because then it becomes, that almost trivializes it as, hey, a mistake.
Wideman says his book is not sold all that well in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia wants to sweep this away, wants to forget it. Let's get on with business as usual.
Philadelphia Fire by John Edgar Wideman won the 1990 Penn Faulkner Award. It's now available as a vintage paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In John Edgar Wideman's novel, Philadelphia Fire, a Wideman-like central character returns to Philadelphia to search for a little boy who may have been the lone survivor of the police siege of a house occupied by a cult group called MOVE.
Nobody really knows exactly what MOVE stands for.
Wideman says MOVE numbered no more than about 30 people who set up a kind of Afrocentric return-to-nature commune in the middle of a dense urban area.
For people who wanted to be primitive, they also made use of high-tech speakers and radios to harass their neighbors.
The members of MOVE were dirty, noisy, and believed that one creature should not kill another.
And that went for roaches, and that went for rats. It meant also that waste was recycled. The children were not allowed to go to school. It meant that they weren't dressed.
The MOVE members were constantly hauled into court.
Court for them was a platform.
Finally, 400 Philadelphia cops surrounded the MOVE house and sprayed it with bullets, water cannon, and then dropped a bomb on it from a helicopter.
The only other time a community was bombed from the air occurred in Oklahoma in 1921. And it was a black community.
During a race riot, the Philadelphia cops killed 11 people, 6 of them children, and the resulting fire destroyed half the neighborhood. Wideman says Philadelphia condemned the MOVE members to death, even though they committed no crime. The disaster was the catalyst for John Edgar Wideman's award-winning novel, Philadelphia Fire, now out in paperback from Vintage. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. John Edgar Wideman might have been a pro basketball player. He was co-captain of the team at the University of Pennsylvania. But Wideman began to have doubts.
So I took a Rhodes Scholarship and headed out of the country. And in a way, I haven't regretted it. But in another way, I've regretted it all the time.
Instead of pro ball, John Edgar Wideman became a first-class novelist. His recent book, Philadelphia Fire, was inspired by the police bombing of a house occupied by a group of cultists called MOVE. Wideman inserts himself in the story.
Even if I named a character John Wideman and put him in the middle of Philadelphia Fire, I decide what that character says, what that character is wearing, whether or not he has a good jump shot.
In the novel, Wideman meditates on his real-life son, Jake, who is serving a life term for murder. He has also written about another family tragedy, the imprisonment of his brother Robbie for taking part in a fatal stick-up. Wideman says one of man's great failings is his inability to climb into someone else's skin.
There's an earthquake in Montevideo or a flood in Louisiana, and we shake our heads and we feel badly for a moment, and then we go out on about our business.
John Edgar Wideman doesn't object to stories that start once upon a time, but he prefers to challenge his readers.
I'm trying to invent new ways of setting up a relationship between reader and writer that's going to make a more demanding request.
John Edgar Wideman teaches at the University of Massachusetts. Philadelphia Fire is a vintage paperback. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.